We're continuing our election series on regional candidates by taking a closer look at Wendy Long. The Republican Manhattan attorney is running against incumbent Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Long about why she's running, the economy, and the importance of women in this year's election.
I just want to start with a basic question, and if you could just tell me why you decided to run for Senate.
I'm a mother of two school-age children, and I feel as though over the last 3 or 4 years, the America and the New York that I love and that I grew to love as a public school girl are slipping away from us. The economy, the lack of jobs, we all have friends who've lost their jobs, and this economy is just stuck in the mud. America's standing around the world and the threat of terrorism. So many things just combined, and the whole culture, really, combined to make me feel like that America that I loved as a girl is slipping away from us. And I feel like the representation we have in Washington right now is just letting it happen and not really doing anything about it.
New York as a whole obviously tends to go Democratic for statewide offices. How much of an uphill climb do you think this race is for you?
Well, it's always an uphill climb in New York as a Republican, but I think this is one of those years, 2012, when it's really not about party. It's about paychecks. It's about security, both economic security and international security. And I don't think they're going to pay as much attention to party. At least that's the appeal that I'm making. I'm reaching out to Republicans, Democrats, independents, everyone.
As a woman Republican, you know, how do you, first of all, what do you think of that sort of Democratic, claim that Republicans are attacking women? And how do you get the women's vote?
Because the Obama-Gillibrand record on the economy and jobs has been so bad, I think they're doing everything they can to talk about something else. And this whole idea of a war on women, I think, is very phony. You know, we do not have a birth control crisis in this country. We just don't. We have a spending control crisis. And I think there's a lot of misinformation. Nobody's taking away anyone's birth control. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And I'm hoping that we can cut through it. And I believe women are intelligent, and they're smart, and they know what their concerns are. So because the main concern is the economy and jobs, I believe that this is a great year to try to reach out and appeal to women.
Specifically, what would you do differently in the Senate to help the struggling economy in New York and across the country?
Well, the main thing is we have simply got to get debt and spending down. They are a crushing burden on this economy. They're holding us down at, you know, just over 1% growth when we should be growing at a robust, you know, 4%. That's the only thing that's going to create jobs. And contrary to the theories of my opponent and the president and the Democrats in the Senate, you can't tax and regulate your way out of a recession or a stagnant economy. History proves it just doesn't work.
A lot of New York voters may not know you very well. Is there something you'd want to say on the personal side to let voters know who you are? You're a mom, you're a lawyer. What would you just like to tell them about yourself?
I'm just going to Washington as an ordinary person who thinks we need to hold legislators accountable. And, for example, I've offered to take a cut in my salary as a United States senator if I can't bring the federal debt down. I would introduce legislation that other members of Congress would have to take the same pledge, because I think we just can't keep kicking the can down the road. We have to have consequences for people who are serving in federal office. And if they fail to cut spending and live within our means, if they fail to even pass a budget, as the United States Senate has done for the last 4 years, I think there ought to be consequences, the way there are consequences for everyone else in their jobs.
WRVO's Catherine Loper speaking with Republican Senate candidate Wendy Long.